Welcome, welcome, welcome to the School of Radiance, the place to be for all things skin, rejuvenation, slowing aging, and becoming our most beautiful, radiant selves, all in the process. Healthy skin, radiant skin, is actually a byproduct of what's going on in the inside. But of course, we talk all about skincare and rejuvenation options as well. With myself as your expert mentor, in these things, with over 20,000 rejuvenation procedures performed and a double board certified aesthetic nurse specialist since 2011 and academic researcher. Be sure to hang out with me over at the School of Radiance podcast, check out some of my research. And for those of you seeking one-on-one guidance where we can connect just like this, share with me what your skin goals are, what some of your current practices are. And during that time, we will unpack many things that may need some course correction, as well as this is how you receive the customized approach. The customized cake recipe, what to do at home, what to do in clinic, as well as ongoing support, is all encompassed in a one-on-one session with me. For those of you who are curious about the icing on the cake, this is where I teach my 7-week tutorials. They're recorded live and you are invited to join with your questions, and I answer those questions, which is a lot of fun. Or I take you into my restroom and I show you exactly how to use your products, from skincare, makeup, hair care, hair growth stimulating options, at home peels for the face and body, as well as getting into more advanced layers like skin cycling with antioxidants, peptides, retinol, hyaluronic acid, all sorts of great things. As well as my tutorials is where I teach my dermal rolling demos and different at-home technologies that are incredible for supporting your skin. So join my 7-week skincare tutorials. These are also seasonally specific because each season, the skin does require different things, as well as there are different things that we might want to approach in the clinic. Now, for those of you who are looking for that cherry on top experience, you've done the skincare work with me, you know how to apply your products, you're looking for those deeper layers. What is radiance? How can we become more radiant? What does the radiant mindset look like? How do we present ourselves? How do we talk? How do we communicate? How do we really cultivate a beautiful, radiant life with ourselves, our loved ones, our family members, and of course, our professional colleagues? The deep-rooted why behind wanting to become our most beautiful selves is to enhance our confidence. And from that, we also have the opportunity to then create a greater community with other like-minded individuals with shared values. In the School of Radiance membership, I teach you how to be in this specific energy, to be like a magnet for other people that are also operating in a radiant way. There are lots of us, and you are warmly invited to join the club. I really look forward to connecting with many of you, seeing you in a one-on-one session, in my skincare tutorials, and of course, the School of Radiance membership. Tune in for regular episodes on the School of Radiance podcast. If you have any questions, you're curious about which option is right for you, you are warmly invited to email me directly at info@theschoolofradiance.com. And don't forget to check out my free 30-minute training, all on skin and biohacking and some of the research to help support slowing aging and get better skin from the inside out. Have a great day, and I look forward to connecting with you very soon. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Rachel Varga podcast. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. I am so blessed to have you here. This is a particularly special episode here on the podcast. If you are a returning listener, welcome back. As you know, I love to dive into all things body, mind, spirit, and energy for bringing forth a higher level of beauty and radiance, talking about the science of beauty method that if you're a returning listener, you know all about, talking about the science of beauty and how we can really harness the latest research and customizable options for improving our skin and our health and all of that. So in today's episode, we are really actually going to be
diving into the aspects of mental health and how we can really support our spiritual, energetic, mental, and physical beings of ourselves. And in this episode, I have a very dear friend of mine. I have with us Lena, and we've been best friends since how old? How old were we?
12, 13.
Long time. And we are about 3 hours out of reception.
Yep.
Here on Vancouver Island. We're sitting in the back of my Jeep because...
Deep in the mountain, in the woods, in the middle of nowhere.
And why are we in our Jeep, Lena?
Well, we saw two bears last weekend, so I guess better safe than sorry, right? We're prepared, but, you know, since we're doing the podcast, we figured, you know, we'd sit inside a car to do it instead of outside, especially because it's a bit windy, so.
Mm-hmm. We actually did a first intro take of this episode, and a hummingbird literally showed up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, within 2 feet of us. It was pretty special, but it was a bit windy, so we've closed the hatch. The windows are open. You might still hear some of the sounds of nature and birds around us, and I don't know. I have a feeling we're going to see another bear today.
Yeah, so. If one of us yells bear.
You might hear me toot my little air horn with my pretty little bear bell attached to it, but, you know, let's just dive right into it. Lena, why don't you share with everybody how you and I, we really feed off each other to support one another, why we commune in nature so far into the woods, and, you know, the balancing of the light and the shadow and some of the struggles that you've had growing up with mental health and how things have been for you as of late and how we can help others, how we can share a healing message at this time.
Well, as Rachel said, we've known each other for a very long time, and oftentimes we both always laugh about how we're so different, how literally it's like she's kind of a light being and I'm more kind of the darker, you know, shadowy lurking. But I've always been intrigued by the darker stuff, and I think it's important to question certain things and to get there because it has such a stigma attached to it. And I feel like we live in a society still that people just, you know, there's so much going on and there's so much negativity and there's still a lot of mental health struggles, but people just don't really want to talk about it. Whether they have it or whether they don't, people just don't want to go down that route because they think it's just, you know, going to kill their vibe or their energy or whatnot. But I think it's important to bring up, especially during these times. And yeah, so we're here to kind of talk about that. And basically, I've struggled for the majority of my life with anxiety and depression, and it's been hard. And throughout the years, I haven't really had the help that I needed, so I had to kind of almost rely on myself and do research. And it's been a tough journey, but I don't regret anything, and I'm happy where I am today, and just have more of tools to kind of figure things out. But I still go through ups and downs, just I guess like everybody else, and I'm super sensitive, and I've kind of learned to just accept that.
How do you feel like you balance the shadow and the light? Because that's what I'm all about. In a world of a lot of shadow right now, it's not like I have rose-colored glasses on, but I really do my best to bring light. And I love hearing from you guys when you guys send me DMs on my Instagram or Facebook at Rachel Varga Official, or send me an email, info@rachelvarga.ca. I love hearing from you guys and how these types of messages, that what we're really going to dive into in this episode, can be very helpful to people in a time where there's a lot of shadow. So what's your take on how we can do our best to balance the shadow with some light at this time?
Well, I guess really channeling it into something and creating something beautiful. That's how I always looked at it. I love to create things. And I know as a child, I was kind of always the black sheep of my family. And I suppressed a lot of my own identity for years and years and years. And I think that created blockages and that created that depression, that anxiety, which I'm only learning kind of more and more about as I age. And I figure that if you have an outlet to channel, and this, like, I mean, everybody's different. Everybody has different things. Sometimes medication helps people. For me personally, it didn't. I think it was something more deeply rooted kind of in my social conditioning, my cultural conditioning, the way that I was raised.
And just why don't you dive into that a little bit, your history of how you came to Canada at a very young age, and and what things were like for you growing up, because I'm sure someone listening is going to be able to relate to you.
So I was born in Poland at the age of two. My mother and my father, we both, all of us, immigrated to Germany. We lived there for about 3-4 years, and then finally we made the jump and decided to move to Canada. So I was about 5 years old. I didn't speak a word of English. My parents didn't. We basically packed a suitcase and just moved on out.
With nothing.
Tried to start a new life, you know, a better life.
No English.
And the thing is, being Polish and being raised in a certain culture, there's certain conditionings, like in the way people raise their children in a Polish culture. And I've had to learn to forgive them and understand that they don't know any better, and I don't blame them for it. And we both grown, we both learned, but I feel like it's hindered a lot of me, and especially my own identity. I was always very different as a child. I was always very introverted. I was always into kind of more the darker aspects, very deep questioning things that a lot of people would be like, why are you questioning that kind of stuff at such a young age? But I was just that kind of kid. And so suppressing all that, I feel like for such a long time, has just accumulated and created these blockages. And then I became super depressed. I tried to take my own life. And then I finally just came across this amazing philosopher / psychologist by the name of Peter Wilberg. And just his approach and his way of talking about depression and the way how society portrays it and the way he portrayed it just made me realize that it's not something bad. Why do we always look at everything in such a black or white aspect? It's not like that. And I feel like you basically just have to kind of find a way to accept yourself and love yourself and almost be that parent or that lovingness that you never got as a child and accept everything and try to channel it into something you love, like art, whether it's photography, whether it's singing, whether it's writing, whatever it is, try to channel that and don't be afraid if something's too dark or too morbid or too this. Because the world consists of black and white, yes, and we need all that.
And there's
yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, so that's kind of in a nutshell that. What else?
Even when we were younger, like you and I were complete opposites. I
was yeah.
like the goody two shoes.
I was always the rebel. Yeah,
you were just misunderstood, though.
Yeah,
you weren't actually bad. I'm kidding. Well, maybe some of your childhood, but when you were a young child, you experienced a lot of bullying.
Mm-hmm.
And tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I mean, like nowadays, like who doesn't experience bullying to some degree? I mean, everybody probably has. But I guess just because I didn't speak very well English and I got picked on a lot, I got beat up a lot. You know, my family couldn't afford to live in more safer areas as we moved around so much. Like we didn't stay at a place for longer than a year. So I was constantly moving, constantly switching schools, trying to make new friends. And as being really shy and introverted, that was really difficult on me. And I never really was good in school. I just didn't learn the same way that other kids did. And so basically I was just labeled like, you know, a person with some kind of disorder, and they put me in a class and special needs class and whatnot. And I never really graduated high school, but I did end up going back to upgrade, and I do have my certificate in mental health and addictions, which I haven't really been working in yet, just because I'm still kind of working on myself. You know, it's a process and a constant journey, and I am learning more and more and kind of coming into my own power and just really trying to love myself. I think that's the hardest thing. We live in such a society where no matter what, you always are comparing yourself to other people. And I think that's the ego in us. And I mean, we can't kill the ego. It's a part of our 3D human experience. But I mean, it's like a constant kind of, you know, retraining yourself and being like keeping yourself in check, being like, no, you know, I'm me. This is who I am. I got to embrace it. Got to channel it in what other way? Because everybody has something to offer in this world. And as long as it's for a higher good and you're doing something good with good intention, why not?
So when you experience bullying at a young age, how did you work through that and how did you forgive those people?
Well, it's crazy. I actually didn't really have anybody to work with. Like, my parents, when I told them this happened, like, obviously the barrier of language and everything else, they just didn't really know how to deal with anything. So basically, I was kind of left to fend for myself. So I think a lot of times, basically, because I went through so much in my childhood, and that's just only a part of it, the bullying, basically, I think that I just almost kind of dissociated and just, I couldn't process it. And so I feel like now, as I get older, it's kind of coming up in layers where I actually have the ability now to kind of, you know, work through it. Work through all those darker parts of my life and kind of from an observer standpoint, and only now kind of, you know, really learning and growing and accepting everything and forgiving everything. And I've always been a forgiving person. I'm very empathic, and I always try to see everybody's sides of the story. Like, just because somebody, you know, maybe beat me up, like maybe they get beat up at home, I don't know. So I never, like, I don't know, it just wasn't in my blood, like, ever since I was a kid. And then there was a phase also where I started bullying people. And, you know, I guess you kind of pass that cycle along, and then you realize, hey, you know, like, this isn't right. And so you kind of stop doing it. And yeah, with time and just kind of learning to love yourself and still learning to love yourself and myself and working through all that.
How would you say that, you know, especially during these last couple of months, things have been getting crazy.
Yeah.
You're such a blessing in my life. Aww. Last weekend, you know, we had a great time, and then all week, I was just like, oh, I just cannot wait to get back outside in nature with Lena. What do you think that is?
Because we're a balance of each other. That's probably what it is. Because we're so different. And you bring this, like, fun-filled kind of childlike wonder and curiosity out of me and kind of just help me forget about all the nonsense and noise in my head. Especially with these times, it's just like I feel like I'm picking up on everything. I'm picking up on the collective. I'm picking up on my own energy and this and that. And it's just, like, so overwhelming and I can't turn my mind off. And I'm not typically the type of person to reach out to people because I feel like a burden. And I think that's a huge thing too, is like a lot of people that suffer from mental health issues or even addiction issues, most of them don't reach out because a lot of times, like, I got to be brutally honest, even if you do reach out, like, a lot of times people just, you know, yeah, they'll sit there and pretend they're listening, but they don't really feel you. They don't really get you. So it's like, for me anyway, I'm just like, what's the point? And I don't want to feel like a burden. So, like, all my life, I've kind of learned that, and I've just learned to depend on myself. But I feel honored to even just have you, you know, here on this podcast talking about, you know, this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. I'm really proud of you to have the courage to share your story. I don't know what it is about getting into nature with you, but after we spend the whole day together, deep in the woods, off the grid for a good 8 hours, it's just, we feel like we've had a reset, like we've just been able to shed everything. Like, what do you feel after our time in nature together? And the reason I'm sharing this is I really want you guys to rethink how you spend time with your loved ones, your family, your friends. You have to go out for dinners and buy cocktails and do all this stuff that looks cool so you can get sweet photos doing it. You know, there's nothing wrong with hopping in your vehicle and getting into, you know, nowhere where nobody is.
Yeah, that's the beauty of it. I don't really like being around people anyway, so.
Yeah, but how do you feel after we've had time in nature together?
I feel empty, but in a good way, and like just like empty as if like everything from like an empty vessel waiting to be filled with something fresh, like in a good way. Mm-hmm. That's how I would explain it. And I just feel like tired, but also in a good way. Like my mind just feels so like at peace and calm and finally like, you know, quiet. But That's something I always struggle with. Even now, like, I'm just, like, staying in the moment. I'm trying to think about other things. My mind's just, like, racing 100 miles a minute. But, yeah, being out here kind of almost forces you to just completely shut off. And especially because there's barely any people around, and there's so many trees to the point where you just feel like, yeah.
Three people on dirt bikes.
You just feel like you're getting so much extra oxygen from the trees. And
it's almost like it's like a portal vibe, mm-hmm. right? You lose all sense of time. You almost feel like you're dazed, you're out of it.
Yeah.
And especially last time we were out.
We both fell. Well, you fell, last time and the time before that I fell? At the Avatar Girls
we're just
part
like
there.
Tripping over ourselves. It's hilarious. But what I was talking about was when we are in such quiet places, it can be like last time we were on that bridge looking down, and it's so incredibly high and just the beautiful water flowing underneath us. It was a little foggy that day, and we're basically at the top of the trees mm-hmm. with the fog all around us. And it was actually slightly disorienting how quiet it was. And I thought to myself, this is how we're meant to,
almost.
But this is how we're meant to live. We're not meant to be constantly inundated with messages on social media, with the news firing this, that, and the other thing at us, with all of these sounds and, you know, your attention's needed here, there, whatever. I think we've really lost connection with how we're meant to enjoy this planet. What do you think?
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, with everything going on, like, maybe people will finally kind of wake up and realize that, like, you know, with being in quarantine and stuff and being home and realizing, like, everybody's always constantly grinding, thinking about money, thinking about work, 9 to 5, 9 to 5, dinner, pick up the kids, 9 to 5, like, the same thing. It's like, we're not meant to live a life like that. Like, we should enjoy our lives and do something we love and do it from the heart and just enjoy as much time as we can, because you never know, life is short.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we're blessed to be able to be on the planet at this time. So with so much happening in this world, how do you like to just kind of reset your batteries? Like what are some of the things that are healing to you?
Well, at this time, like, I gotta be honest, it's been tough.
Yeah.
Like, even coming out here, I mean, it's amazing, but then it's almost like you know, a day isn't enough. Like, I just feel like I'd want to just totally disconnect, like, go even further somewhere, just, like, away, like, a small town or something where there's no people, and just spend, like, a week there, and, like, maybe even do, like a tour group with, like, Indigenous people and their the way that they do things and storytelling and just getting back to earth and just back to the, you know, basic beauty of it all and escaping the whole matrix, so to speak. But yeah, it's been tough. Like even now, just trying to quiet my mind and like I do what I can, you know, I make sure I'm always out in nature every day and I have a dog too. So that always helps kind of, you know, push me even if I don't want to go out. I try to sing lately a lot, but sometimes I just don't feel it, you know, writing, saging, all that jazz.
But even your dog's been weird right now.
Yeah, I know. He's, don't even get me started on that weirdo. But yeah, he's super sensitive too. And then I think we just pick off each other's energy, vice versa. So
as you've been speaking, there's two eagles. Do you see them circling?
Oh yeah.
That is so cool. We are actually on sacred land here. Yeah, I just really wanted to share some of the things that I find helpful to sort of get me through some of these quote unquote difficult times and what, you know, one of my best friends has found helpful also. And, you know, in regards to some of the big shifts that are happening, like what shifts do you think are happening right now?
Well, it's kind of hard to say. I feel like there's definitely a hidden agenda. I guess it all depends on us and how many of us awaken in time to kind of bring light to everything and truly work as one and not divide against each other and fight the good fight. Because who knows what's going to be around the corner. I mean, they keep talking about the second wave. And I'm a bit of a conspiracy theorist. I don't know if I can say that out loud, but
you can say whatever you want. It's a safe space.
So
just don't swear. Yeah, and even a couple of months ago, I was, you know, trying to do my part to share health promoting information, and with my community of some of the biggest health icons out there, you know, the search engines aren't showing our stuff. And it's really discouraging. And we start to talk and share things that, you know, we know can be helpful for people, not cures or anything like that, but just really great, like, alternative therapies that can really help boost your immunity. And it gets shut down and we get blocked. And it's really discouraging from me, from that perspective. And I can only imagine what that feeling must be like for other people.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's like here we think we have, you know, the power of freedom of thought, yet we post something and then it gets banned or taken off or considered a spreading propaganda conspiracy theory. But it's like if they're so scared about that, and then, you know, why not just leave it? If it's not true, apparently, then why not leave it? You know what I mean? Like, I just don't get it. It's all about control. And
do you think that it's a Generation X thing? Like, do you think that we are a little bit more okay with being sort of change makers? Because Generation X is, quote unquote, the change maker generation. What's your thoughts on that?
I don't think I've ever actually heard of that term before. So are you saying that it's just like
compared
certain
to our
people?
Parents. So, okay. So for example, Generation X, we're told by our parents, you know, get good grades, go to university, get good grades, get a good degree. It's okay if you take out a massive student loan.
Yeah, and then be
in
debt. Yeah.
And then, oh, by the way, you're supposed to buy a house and have kids.
Yeah.
And then you never get out of that debt cycle. Mm-hmm. Right?
That's, yeah, it's that's all, what's I expected. Feel like it's all planned. It's all masterminded right from the beginning of time.
But the just funny thing is that I feel like our generation is actually really starting to want to shift that.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like this is the year where, like, just call them spiritual warriors, light warriors, warriors in general, stepping up, that came to this planet for a reason. And I think the veil is lifting and people want truth, however brutal it is, and things need to change. Because yeah, this is just, it's
life. And everything is always changing.
Yeah.
Well, right. So we can do our part to assist in the change, however we want to assist.
Exactly. Yeah.
And before recording this, I talked about my grandmother, Winifred, and her mother was Irene Ellen Smith and great-grandma Smith. She was the second ordained female minister in Canada. We did a card reading right before this, and guess what? Irene came up. And the card said, "Peace. There is no need to worry, as everything is working out beautifully." And then the one that you pulled was?
Mother Mary.
And
expect a miracle. And my parents, because being Catholic, even though I'm not really a religious person, I do believe like certain things in religion are important.
Spiritual.
But I'm very spiritual, yes. And so I guess my parents named me after Mary Magdalena. Mary Magdalene or Mary Magdalena.
And what is the rest of the card?
And the bottom, so have faith that your prayers have been heard and are being answered.
So why I wanted to bring up these beautiful cards, I really like using these as tools to just kind of tap into our subconscious. And I think about my grandmother, and she was very much a prayer warrior. And sorry, Lena just looked out the Jeep.
Do I hear something?
We are actually always on the lookout for bears. I kid you not. Anyways, so I think there's a lot of power around this, what I'm about to say. She was absolutely a prayer warrior. She would be sitting in her sitting room with this notepad, pages filled with names, filled with birth dates. And what was she doing in her room? She was praying. She wasn't posting on social media what she was doing, this, that, and the other thing. She was legitimately in her room in quiet communion with God, praying for loved ones, family members, people that she hadn't talked to in years that were on the other side of the world, missionaries, all this stuff. So what do you think about prayer? Does prayer change things? And is it something that if we feel hopeless, it's something that we could do? What do you think?
I think so. I think everybody in their own way probably prays all the time, whether you know, maybe you're not speaking anything, but just being silent or being still or being in your favorite spot, it's kind of sacred. It's like a form of, you know, sacred union between you and something higher, whether you are consciously aware of it or not. And, but yeah, being raised Catholic, I still pray. I pray in my own way, and it's a very sacred thing to me, very private, sacred thing, and yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, if you're feeling helpless, like, pray for yourself, your family, your community, your country, the nations, the planet as a whole. You know, you don't have to stop
there. Yeah, and the universe or God or, you know, source, it always works in mysterious ways, so... Mm-hmm.
Do you have any final words for this conversation around a healing message at this time?
I guess if we can all just like focus and keep ourselves in check and, you know, just kind of before we say something, question it. Like, is it going to be beneficial to us, to the person we're saying it? Is it for the higher good? Are intentions good? Do we really understand this, you know, whatever's going on? Just kind of, I guess, keeping ourselves in check and being very sensitive to everything going around, because people are acting strange. We all know that. And, you know, some people are being a little bit paranoid with the whole virus thing and, you know, just being taking it out of hand a little bit. But, and there are some people that are aggressive towards that. But I guess, you know, at the end of the day, we're not in their shoes. We're not living their fear. Some people are being fearful right now. And I guess all we can do is just try to somehow understand and step out and maybe be an observer and realize that everybody's going through their own stuff and just spread love and spread kindness, I guess. But don't forget about the shadows either, you know, because they build up. You got to kind of nurture that stuff too. You know, you don't want that blocking up like it did in me. And, you know, still working through it. But yeah, like I said, I'm trying to channel it into something and create something beautiful out of it that maybe not everybody will see that way. But at the end of the day, you know, you're living for yourself and you're doing you and you're loving yourself, and that's all should matter. Nothing else should matter but you and your, obviously, your loved ones, your family, your friends. And as long as you're doing something in the intention of good and releasing or whatnot, then it is what it is. Do you? Be kind. Try to be kind. I know it's hard. Sometimes I just want to, you know, get up in someone's face and be like, really? But I guess, what do? We got to step back and be like, okay, well, some people are just, you know, not there yet. So we can just, I guess, pray in our own way and hope and spread our energy, our light. And for those in the shadows, hold the light.
You said something earlier about being thankful to those around you. How can we show more gratitude to people around us?
Well, just, I guess, trying to be more empathetic and, or, you know, sympathetic, trying to listen more and, like, trying to visualize yourself in their shoes, you know, a little bit more. Like, actually, actively trying to visualize. I think that would help a lot with humanity. Like, if we really kind of stopped and be like, hey, I'm actually going to really actively try to visualize what this person's going through, why they're acting the way they are, so that I can step back into me and be like, okay, I kind of get why this person's acting this way. Whether, you know, and be like, I feel bad and or whatever, you know, if the person's angry or doing something wrong or hateful, like, there's always a reason behind it, right? Everybody has their own stuff. And I'm not saying that, you know, I guess karma will come around no matter what, and justice hopefully not always gets served. Unfortunately, we've seen it before, but I know karma has a way of making its way, and I feel like we're in the time right now where the veil is lifting, the truth is coming out, and the cycle of karma hopefully will come to a full end, and the world as we know it will come to an end, and things will be completely different, but in a good way. So yeah, just, I guess, if we can just remember to always step back and try to imagine ourselves in other people's shoes.
Mm-hmm. I think those are very important words. I've really seen people get very triggered at this time, and I feel like it's just, for me, it's not worth getting into it. Just acknowledge that people are going through things in their own way, and just be as kind as you can. It doesn't mean being a doormat. I'm not saying, you know, just be a total pushover, but just be aware of that. Be kind, and you know, acts of kindness, big, small, they're all the same, right? We can just do everything that we possibly can to help people, places, and things around us. Well, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Did you have fun?
Yeah.
Were you a little
nervous? A little bit nerve-wracking, yeah, but, you know.
Yeah, it's just absolutely gorgeous here, isn't it? We haven't seen anybody.
Yeah, just a few bikers earlier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we haven't come across a bear yet, so the day is still young. Anyways, I just am really grateful for you guys being here on the Rachel Varga podcast with me, doing this journey with me. I love connecting with you guys. Please send me a message, Instagram at Rachel Varga Official, same on Facebook. Share this episode with a friend or family member that you feel could benefit from this healing message. If you haven't already subscribed, I would love for you to get notified when new podcasts come out, and leave a review. I'd love to, you know, get some ideas for topics from you, things that you like about this podcast, things that you would like to learn more about. I'm showing up for you guys to really spread awareness about how we can optimize our body, mind, spirit, and energy to, you know, help this world be a better place and improve our interactions with people, places, and things. So to learn more about me, go ahead, check out my website, rachelvarga.ca. I offer a number of wonderful ways to support you on your journey towards becoming your greatest version for many years to come on the inside and out. So until next time, have a great day, guys. Love you lots.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for listening. And yeah, everybody have a good day.
Bye, everyone.